From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Tourism minister says several foreign airlines open direct flight to Indonesia. Minister reports to president regarding investment progress. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has announced that a number of foreign airlines will begin direct flights to a number of tourism destinations in Indonesia other than Bali. As quoted by Antara, he noted during the weekly brief with the Sandi Uno virtual event on Monday, he directly witnessed Malaysia Airlines open a direct flight from Kuala Lumpur to Pekanbaru, Riau Province, Sumatra on Monday. In addition to Malaysia Airlines, the airlines Jeju Air from South Korea has also opened a flight to Manado, North Sulawesi, after the two parties signed an agreement. Moreover, state-run airline Garuda Indonesia will begin operating a flight from Japan to Bali three times a week. The plan is to open this flight at the start of November 2022. Next, we have Minister of Investment or Head of the Investment Coordinating Board or BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia, who reported to President Joko Widodo regarding the development of the ease of investment in Indonesia. He said after meeting the President at the Presidential Palace on Monday, the ranking obtained from an assessment by the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development regarding regulatory reforms to facilitate investment showed that Indonesia was only 1 point apart from Singapore. The minister explained that there were at least 5 indicators, namely permit transparency, speed synchronization, service, online single submission, and efficiency in licensing management and certainty. We continue with the number of Indonesians who have received the third vaccine dose or booster dose reached about 62 million as of September 19, 2022. This was stated by the COVID-19 Task Force. As quoted by Antara, the Task Force's data showed on Monday, more than 94,000 people received booster doses in the last 24 hours. The number accounted for more than 26% of the government's target of administering booster doses to a total of more than 200 million people. The last national news comes from Indonesia that bagged a gold, silver, and a bronze medal in the 2022 IPSC French National Optic Sight Shooting Championship held at CNTS Cateru, France on September 16 to the 17. As reported by Antara, Secretary General at the Shooting and Hunting Association Executive Board, Henry Oka, stated on Monday, the gold medal was bagged by female shooter Sarah Ayu Tamaila in the Lady Open category. Tamaila emerged as the best shooter in the handgun competition. Now we continue with the international news. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will host the partners in the Blue Pacific countries on Thursday with the aim of better coordinating assistance to the region in the face of competition from China. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the group was formed in June and includes the United States, Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Southeast Asian nations must decide if they are going to push ahead with a so far failed five-point peace plan for Myanmar or decide what's next before their leaders meet in November. This was pointed out by Malaysia's Foreign Minister Saifuddin Abdullah on Monday, as quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com. Myanmar has been in crisis since the army ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government in February last year, detaining her and other officials and launching a bloody crackdown on protests and dissent. The ASEAN, of which Myanmar is a member, has been leading peace efforts. We end the news with the nation that has paid a final farewell to Queen Elizabeth II with a state funeral and military procession. World leaders and foreign royalty joined King Charles III and the royal family in the congregation at Westminster Abbey. As reported by BBC.com, hundreds of thousands of people lined the streets as the coffin was taken to Windsor, where she was laid to rest. At the funeral, the Dean of Westminster paid tribute to the Queen's lifelong sense of duty. The very Rev. David Hoyle spoke of her unswerving commitment to a high calling over so many years as Queen and head of the Commonwealth. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
President Joko Widodo wants national soybean production to increase. Thus, domestic soybean needs are not dependent 100% on imports. This wish was conveyed by the head of state in a meeting on governance and increasing soybean productivities at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Quoting Presidentry.go.id, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said, that from the demand that reached 2.4 million tons, the national soybean production continued to decline. He also explained that President Joko Widodo gave several directions to increase domestic soybean production. The directive include state-owned enterprises BUMN to buy soybeans from farmers at a predetermined price, which is 10,000 rupiah per kilogram, higher than price of imported soybeans. The second directive is that President Joko Widodo encourages farmers to use superior seeds that have been genetically modified or genetically modified organisms or GMOs. By using these seeds, it is hoped that soybean production per hectare can increase several times. To achieve the target of 1 million hectares of productions in the next few years, the government has prepared a budget for the expansion of soybean planting areas from the current 150,000 hectares to 300,000 hectares and to 600,000 hectares next year. For this, the government of Indonesia provides a budget worth 400 billion rupiah. Soybean is one of the commodities that play an important role in the lives of Indonesian people, especially for the production of tofu and tempeh. Citing dataindonesia.id, the Central Statistic Agency BPS noted that the average consumption of tofu and tempeh per capita in Indonesia was 0.304 kilograms per week in 2021. Meanwhile, based on the Association of Indonesian Tofu and Tempeh Producers, in 2021, the number of tofu and tempeh craftsmen reached around 160,000. President Joko Widodo's request will certainly increase the optimism of farmers, including tofu and tempeh craftsmen. The priority given by the government to farmers is expected to increase farmers' productivity to produce quality soybeans. Increased productions can anticipate the increase in soybean prices. At the same time, this guarantees tofu and tempeh craftsmen to get good quality soybean at an appropriate price. In the end, soybean self-sufficiency can be realized.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia to replace Cambodia in ASEAN ministers' leadership. The ASEAN economic ministers gathered in Siem Reap, Cambodia on September 14th until 15th, 2022 to attend the 54th ASEAN Economic Ministers or AEM meeting. In the meetings, Indonesia was chosen to hold ASEAN ministers' leadership, replacing Cambodia. Therefore, Indonesia is going to finalize the priority recommendation for ASEAN next year. The 54th AEM meeting included the 36th AEM ASEAN Free Trade Agreement or AFTA meeting, the 25th AEM ASEAN Investment Area or AIA meeting, and the consultation meeting with AEM ASEAN Business Advisory Council. In the 24th AEM AIA meeting, the Indonesian Minister of Investment Bahlil Lahadalia, as the Indonesian delegation leader, affirmed the significance of a quality and equal investment growth in ASEAN and Indonesia's commitment in giving legal certainty and protection for foreign investors. In the AEM caucus meeting, some important agenda were discussed, such as the achievement of economic achievement priority under Cambodia leadership this year, especially the upgrading ASEAN Trade in Goods Agreement, negotiation and the launching of ASEAN Framework Agreement on Competition. The ministers also discussed the negotiation acceleration and the completion of the Digital Economy Framework Agreement. The 54th AEM meeting continued with AEM Dialogue Partners consultations in Siem Reap, Cambodia from 15th until 18th of September 2022. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
Today in story starts with the event on September 20, 1946, Festival Film Cannes was held for the first time. The Cannes Festival is an annual film festival held in Cannes, France, showing new films from all genres, including documentaries from around the world. First held on 20th of September 1946, the festival is held annually at the Palais des Festivals at des Congrès. It is one of the three largest festivals in the world, with the Venice Film Festival and the Berlin International Film Festival.
Next event is that in 2004, Indonesian presidential election round 2 took place. This general election was followed by the presidential and vice candidates Megawati Soekarno Putri and Hashim Muzadi and Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono with Muhammad Yusuf Kalla. The 2004 general election of the President and Vice President of Indonesia was held to elect a pair of President and Vice President of Indonesia for the period from 2004 to 2009. This general election was the first time held in Indonesia. This election was held for 2 rounds and was won by the pair of President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla. We end today in the story of September 20th with the event in 2019 Climate Change Protest. The global climate strike is a demonstration that raises the issue of climate change. The rallies, which took place on September 20th and 27th, were held in major cities in several countries, including in Indonesia. The demonstration involved more than 7.6 million people, consisting of more than 6,000 actions, 185 countries, over 3,000 companies, and 820 organizations, and also more than 8,500 websites. This action also occurred in Europe. Young and old people also took part to fill the streets. In Rome, the rally was estimated to have attracted about 200,000 people. The action in New York was led by a child, namely Greta Thunberg, a Swedish climate change activist who is also the initiator of this climate change protest. And listener, that's today in history.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Hold on, let
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, in collaboration with the local government of Ho Chi Minh City through the Investment and Trade Promotion Center, held a seminar on promoting trade connection Indonesia-Vietnam last Thursday. The activity was attended online and in person by around 150 business people from Vietnam and Indonesia, and it showcased products from Indonesia and Vietnam. Escorted on the kemlu.go.id, Indonesian Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City, Agustafiano Sofian, at the opening ceremony said that the 2022 Trade Expo Indonesia is a significant international business activity to expand networks, including between Vietnamese and Indonesian business actors in various sectors. The aim of the seminar, followed by a short products exhibition, is to continue to grow the business passion of both countries. At the same time, it also aims at socializing the activities of Trade Expo Indonesia 2022 to business actors from Vietnam. The seminar presented speakers from the Indonesian Ministry of Trade and the Halal Product Assurance Organizing Agency. According to Consul General Agustafiano, Indonesia-Vietnam economic cooperation continues to grow, even in the midst of the challenges of the pandemic. In 2021, the bilateral trade volume between the two countries reached more than $11 billion. This achievement exceeded the $10 billion trade target to be achieved by 2023. Trade is indeed an important key in the cooperation between Indonesia and Vietnam. Therefore, both countries are to increase the new target of bilateral trade value of $15 billion until 2028. This is as agreed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Vietnam Boy Tan Son at the 4th Joint Committee meeting on bilateral cooperation in July 2022. Meanwhile, Director of Cooperation for Export Development of Manufacturing Products at the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, Nimade Ayu Martini, who was present virtually, said that Indonesia-Vietnam trade did continue to show positive signals in the first half of 2022. Total trade between Indonesia and Vietnam increased by 17.3%, worth $7.55 billion. According to Nimade Ayu Martini, both countries have the potential to continue to develop trade cooperation. She added that Trade Expo Indonesia 2022 will be one of the major exhibitions that will welcome the participation of Vietnamese buyers. Meanwhile, Deputy Director of Investment and Trade Promotion Center Ho Chi Minh City, Tran Phu Lu, said that Ho Chi Minh City made economic cooperation relations with Indonesia one of the priorities. It's promising not only in terms of trade, but also in the investment potential of the two countries. According to Tran Phu Lu, as of August 2022, Indonesia had a total of 56 investment projects in Ho Chi Minh City with a capital of $45 billion, especially in 2022. There are two new projects in Ho Chi Minh City with a capital of more than $10 billion.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
I'm not afraid to say that I just don't have it. They say, just go back, forget it. They say, they say, they say, I say, well, I'm just gonna get it. I say, I won't stop till I made it. I say, I will not regret it. I say, I say, I say, I can be a silver lining in the cloud. I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud.
I will sing out loud.
Oh yeah. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be that joy that you deserve. I will sing out loud.
I will sing out loud. You can be the fire that lights up the world. With your energy, stronger together. You can climb higher to the top of the world. With your spirit, you're unbeatable.
I can be that circle lining in the cloud.
Yeah.
I'ma show the world what I'm about. I will sing out loud. If you're feeling stronger, clap your hands. I can be that hole in the universe. I can be that joy that you deserve. I will sing.
Let's take it higher now.
You give me the fire that lights up the world. With your energy, stronger together.
Stronger together.
You can climb higher to the top of the world. With your spirit, you're unbeatable.
Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm gonna take you to Pendung Talang Genting or Pentagen Tourism Village in Kerinci Regency, Jambi Province, Sumatra Island. It is included in the top 50 best tourism villages in the 2022 Indonesian Tourism Village Award or ADWI, with an attraction in the form of artificial tourism based on water tourism parks or Taman Pertiwi, with nuances cool nature of Kerinci Regency. The tourism area in the Pentagen Tourism Village, known as Taman Pertiwi, was once an abandoned swamp. However, since 2017, this area has been developed by the village-owned enterprises or BUMDES Taman Pertiwi, managed by local residents, so that it can provide broad benefits for the community. The swamp was later developed into a reservoir, which was also used for water storage for farmers. The main attraction of Pentagen Tourism Village is an artificial water park originating from the village reservoir Taman Pertiwi. Various activities and rides at the Pentagen Tourism Village are centered in Taman Pertiwi, such as water bikes, hanging bicycles, flying fox, and also feeding fish. Around the water park, there are also facilities for visitors who want to rest or gather. Taman Pertiwi area has large trees that can be used as installing hammocks. There is also a gazebo on the outskirts of the park that can be rented by visitors. Pentagen Tourism Village also has a variety of tourism potential and creative economy. Among them are the arts in the form of various dances. One of them is Rangguk dance, which is a traditional dance from Kerinci Regency. Initially, this dance was used to spread Islam and was only performed by men. However, since the 1950s, Rangguk dance has been performed by women. The word Rangguk itself means to nod. In addition, there is also Asek Inakacho dance. This dance contains magical elements in the form of worshipping ancestral spirits in ancient times to ask for protection according to the beliefs at that time. This dance shows immunity, which is said to be protection from the ancestors. Besides a variety of arts, Pentagon Tourism Village also has a variety of cultures. One of them is Menjalan Pemimpin, which is a tradition intended for halal bihalal gathering between the people and their leaders by being paraded around the village. The goal is to show the state of the village and its citizens to the leaders. In addition, there is also Kenduri Seko. This ceremony is held every 3 years. In this ceremony, the position of the old traditional holder was handed over to the new customary holder by handing over an heirloom tool in the village in the form of Al-Quran, which was handwritten by the ancestors who first lived in Pentagon Village. Pentagon Tourism Village also has creative economy products from food, fashion, and crafts. The culinary products such as gulai daye, sambal lokan chili sauce, purple sweet potato chips, mas rebung or bamboo shoot, and also Kerinci specialty coffee. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Time.
constellations, passing the presence of this gravity.
Soon, stronger stream will quiver. Soon, lips will fall and shrivel. Bodies will fade away, but one thing remains.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Tiba di Yogyakarta, which means arriving in Yogyakarta. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Boleh 30.000 saja? Boleh 30.000 saja, which means, can it be just 30,000? This conversation takes place between Sari, Dev's friend, and a beca or pedicab driver. Sari intends to bargain for the beca or pedicab fare. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ke Hotel Jogja 40.000.
Boleh 30.000 saja, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, I will give you some vocabulary related to today's material. Boleh 30.000 saja. Boleh 30.000 saja, which means, can it be just 30,000? I will say the words slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Boleh. Boleh, which means may or can. 30.000 saja. 30.000 saja, which means just 30,000. Boleh 30.000 saja. Boleh 30.000 saja, which means can it be just 30,000? In the conversation, you heard the phrase, boleh 30 ribu saja, boleh 30 ribu saja, which means, can it be just 30,000? In that sentence, there is the word boleh. Boleh, which means can or may, used in the question. The word boleh, boleh, which means can or may, is used in the question to ask whether or not something can be done or accepted. In that question, the word boleh, boleh, which means can or may, is used to ask whether the beca or pedica fare can be reduced. To bargain on the cost or price of something, the word boleh, boleh, which means can or may, is used in the question, followed by the amount of the desired cost or price. For example, boleh 30 ribu, boleh 30 ribu, which means can it be 30,000? Other examples. To bargain for service rates or the price of goods, you can use the expression boleh kurang. Boleh kurang, which means can or may it be less? Let's listen to the following conversation in bargaining for kaos or a t-shirt.
Ke Hotel Jogja 40 ribu.
Boleh 30 ribu saja, Pak.
In everyday conversation, the mentioning of price often starts from 10,000. However, the word ribu, ribu, which means thousand, is sometimes not mentioned. For example, 30, 30, which means 30. In the phrase, boleh 30 saja, boleh 30 saja, which means can it be just 30, actually is 30 ribu. 30 ribu or 30,000. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Ke Hotel Jogja 40 ribu.
Boleh 30 ribu saja, Pak.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Tiba di Yogyakarta. Tiba di Yogyakarta, which means arriving in Yogyakarta, and a conversation entitled Boleh 30 ribu saja? Boleh 30 ribu saja? Which means, can it be just 30,000? Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging.
van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moment. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers, looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and boss and move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Kuala Deli by Edi Silitonga. Tanah Deli is located in North Sumatra. The Deli River meets Babura River, creating a Medan village called Kuala Deli. This song is about someone who remembers his hometown, Kuala Deli. In the lyrics, it is said that someone goes abroad and misses his hometown, Kuala Deli. This song was composed by Tengku Zubir, or better known as Tengku Cubit. Until now, the song Kuala Deli has been popularized by several singers, including Edi Silitonga. Alright listener, here is the Malay song entitled Kuala Deli by Edi Silitonga. Enjoy the song!
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.